For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone. And guys, the vibes are more than immaculate as I'm recording this episode. Let me tell you what it feels like. It feels like I am 7 years old and I just came home from school on a Friday. And I have my backpack and I took off my backpack and I came home to my parents vigorously cleaning the house, my mom cooking amazing appetizers and party food, and my mom's happy hour playlist with Lemon Parade is playing in the background, and I smell the granite cleaner that my mom uses to like clean the countertops with, and she just lit a candle, and I take off my backpack and I get home and I am just so excited because we're about to have like a neighborhood party, and like my friends are going to come over and I'm going to play Manhunt all night, and like the parents are just going to do whatever parents do, which now that I'm older, I now know what parents do. So now I know both sides. Anyway, that's what it feels like when I'm recording this episode, because it's a Friday at noon and my dad's birthday weekend was this past weekend. When I'm recording this, it's on Sunday. So for you guys, it was yesterday. And he has started celebrating his birthday down at the beach because September at the beach is magnificent. So I'm currently in Sea Isle. The weather today is like, I could not have set a more perfect scenario for today and a more perfect weather for today. It's so perfect. Crystal clear blue skies, not a single cloud in the sky, zero humidity, and 70 degrees. It is perfect today. And because of September, it's like a very dead island. So there's not a lot of people here. So it's very like quiet, but my dad is having a bunch of his friends come stay at the house this weekend for his birthday. So my mom is like cleaning and like cooking up like all these great apps. And my dad is like running around going to get like propane and like, you know, dads run the errands and stuff, doing like whatever dads do. And now that I'm older, I just get to like sit back and tell my dad what wine I want to drink. And I still get to like test the food, and I'm up here recording a podcast as they're like doing their cute little party prepping for their friends. And it's a Friday. And this morning in Stride Sea Isle, we had a bride ride, which was like a private party ride for one of our dear clients. And she's getting married tomorrow down here at the beach. So to kick off her wedding weekend, she did a ride with a bunch of her friends, and it was so fun. It was like so fun. So I got to, you know, kind of like go do that this morning and then come home to them just like prepping the house. And it's like so nostalgic. I feel so nostalgic right now. And it's like the best. Like I just keep posting on Instagram, like the vibe is immaculate right now, because it is like, this is the best vibe ever. It's so good. I just had pancakes. Like, guys, I'm living. It's like the best vibe ever right now. Oh, it's beautiful. And last week when I was home packing up my condo, the first day of my moving out vlog, which is being uploaded on Wednesday, the first day of that vlog, I realized that I was like home and I wasn't coming back to the beach. And I like was kind of just like down for a little bit of that vlog, because I was like, oh man, like I'm not going back to the beach. But now I'm back at the beach and it's just so good to be back. And God, I'm just so happy here. I just love this freaking beach, this cute little town. It's just so cute. So yeah, the vibe is immaculate, out of this world, stellar, fantastic, phenomenal, insane, picturesque. The adjectives go on and on. It's beautiful. So yeah, I'm hoping to bring such an immaculate vibe to your Monday or whenever you're listening to this, and just hope to brighten up your day a little bit, bring in some nostalgia. I love the feeling of nostalgia, because anytime I start to feel like nostalgic, it's never sad. Like I'm just so happy reminiscing on old memories that might get like unlocked through like a scent or a song or a feeling or a scenario. And I think back to something that I haven't thought about in a while and I just reminisce, and I can like put myself in that situation again and just feel the emotions of it and feel that like high of happiness from it. It's such a good vibe. So yeah, I'm just feeling incredibly nostalgic while being present in the moment, because like literally I'm soaking it up and being like, this is awesome. Like this is an awesome feeling right now and this is an awesome vibe. So I'm definitely in the moment while going through an episode of nostalgia, which is a crazy mix of emotions to have, but it's immaculate. And I will continue to say immaculate because I cannot describe it any other way. It's just perfect. It's picture perfect. And I'm really grateful for that, because I was very like stressed out yesterday on Thursday for no real reason. Like I just felt like I just had so much to do today. But now that today is hit, I'm like, I was stressing about nothing. I really don't really have anything to do. I get to record my podcast and I got to have an amazing ride this morning and I have a call later, but that's really all. And I was just like, yeah, I'm just, I don't know. I was just, today just felt so daunting for some reason. So I'm just happy that those feelings have subsided. As soon as I woke up, they were gone, which was great. But you know, sometimes it just creeps up on you. Anyway, that's what I was feeling. So yeah, it's been a great morning and I can't wait to carry on with the day. It's just so awesome here. I have a new show that I've been watching. So I am completely caught up on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which is so sad. Very, very sad. Well, I shouldn't say completely caught up, because I still haven't watched season 11 because it's not on Hulu yet. But as soon as it goes on Hulu, I'll watch season 11. But I'm all caught up on Hulu. And also in my new apartment, I didn't bring cable with me. I just brought internet. So I'm really excited about that, because first off, hello? Oh my God, something is printing in my room. And I literally thought my dad was like jackhammering the grass or something. I don't even know what is happening, but something is printing out of my printer, and I have the printer in my room. So like this morning, I like woke up because my printer was like beeping at like 5 a.m. And I'm like, hello. So I had to go turn it off. And then like 45 minutes later, it just starts going. I don't know what's up with my printer. It's still printing. I don't know what my mom could be printing, but it's still, mom, I'm recording and it's printing. Oh, it's okay. You can come on in. What are you printing? Oh, all right. All right. Well, enjoy it. No, he's not. Oh, wait, they're coming over right now. Oh, yeah, he is going to bark. That's okay. I hope you guys don't mind dogs barking. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. I'm watching a new show because I am only bringing internet, so I don't have cable at ATM. And I, yeah, need Hulu to watch season 11. But I ran out of that show and it ran out. But I finished that show and then I was like, I don't know what I want to watch next. So I started watching Real Housewives of New York. And I don't know, there's something about going from like a 2019 season all the way back to like 2009. Like the quality of TV is crazy. Like what a difference 10 years makes. It's crazy. But I'm like, I really don't want to start all the way over again. So I'm taking a break from Housewives for a little bit. Let me know what your favorite like county is or like location is. Like, should I be watching like somewhere else? Let me know. But I started Million Dollar Listing, New York, because I'm like very much so in like a moving apartment mindset because I'm moving to an apartment. And sorry, I love Million Dollar Listing, but I'm on season two right now. Season one is like 6 or 9 episodes, so nothing crazy. Blew through that. But season two, I don't know, like I'm kind of already getting a little bored just because every episode is the same. Frederick gets a listing, Ryan gets a listing, now Luis is in it, he gets a listing. And they have a hard time selling it. Then they find a buyer. They negotiate. Deal's done. Like, that's how it is every single episode. So I'm still going to watch a couple more. But I was very hooked, very addicted for the first 2 days. But now I'm kind of just a little bored because it's just the same every time. Which you could argue that Housewives is also the same every time. They go to a dinner. They fight. They have weird tension. They don't resolve it. They go to another dinner or a house party. They fight. Then they fix it. And Lisa Rinna apologizes as if she never said anything wrong. I love Lisa Rinna for the record. Love her. I love everyone for the record. I'm a big fan of everyone. They're all great to me. But anyway, yeah, you could argue Housewives is also the same as Million Dollar Listing. But I don't know. It's just a little repetitive. I also started Dr. Death on Peacock. Can we also talk about Peacock for a minute? Where did it come from and why is it completely free? They have everything on there and they're just like, yeah, here, take it. I mean, there's ads, but not a lot of them. And they don't like Dr. Death, I think, has 2 ad breaks per episode and they're like an hour long episode. So like it's literally every 20 minutes you get a break, which is great. You can just check your phone. It's like phone time. And they're only a minute long. This sounds like an ad. It's not. But Peacock like came out of nowhere and is honestly just here to save the day. Like they love us already and I love them. So yeah, Dr. Death is on Peacock. Again, Peacock is completely free and it rocks. It's also a podcast. I think it had a 2-season podcast and it's a really crazy story. Essentially, it's this surgeon that was just completely botching his patients. Yeah. And now it's in a TV show and it's really, really good. That one actor's in it. Is his name Alex Baldwin? And is that Hailey Bieber's dad or uncle? Because I'm confused. I could Google that. I definitely don't need to be asking you guys to DM me the answer, but I could Google it, but it's already out there. So let me know. But yeah, so I'm really liking Dr. Death lately. A huge turn from Million Dollar Listing and Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but it's a really good like soap opera based on a true story moment. Really pulls me in. It's like kind of how I feel when I was addicted to Grey's Anatomy when I watched it for the first time. That's a feeling that I wish I could go back and relive. You know how some people on TikTok are like, what's something that you wish you could experience again for the first time? Definitely watching Grey's Anatomy for the first time. Definitely. 100%. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, strobe light therapy, to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good. And I just love ending my night with a sauna. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love about Indeed is that I've been able to use it for all of my businesses across the last few years, and it's been really amazing. What I love the most is that I'm able to put down like exactly what it is that I want on Indeed, and the candidates that match that get sent right to me. And then the hard part actually becomes narrowing down which ones are the best for me because they all are exactly what I'm looking for. And then it really just comes down to like, which do I vibe with the best? And that's honestly pretty hard to choose from. But Indeed makes it really easy for me to find really good quality candidates that find exactly what I'm looking for instantly. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. So anyway, today's episode, I am so excited to talk to you guys about this today. We are going to be talking about 5 tips to start and maintain a healthy mindset and lifestyle. I am super thrilled to be talking about this with you guys because you guys know that this is something that I love, that I'm very passionate about, and I'm humbled that you guys ask for my advice on this. I posted last week on my Instagram, what did you guys want to hear on the podcast? And this was one of the suggestions. It was actually 5 tips to lose weight and maintain a healthy mindset and lifestyle, but I just changed it to 5 tips to start and maintain a healthy mindset and lifestyle. So I love these tips and I'm excited to share them with you guys, and I hope you guys find some value in them. So let's get started with number 1, which in my opinion is the most important tip, and it is stop making things harder than they need to be. You already know what you need to do. If you want to live a healthier lifestyle, then you already know exactly what that means. That means watch how much junk food you eat, cut back on sodas, watch the amount of alcohol you have, and consume more fruits, veggies, foods from the earth, protein, drink more water, and exercise a few times a week. This is not groundbreaking. I'm not sitting here reinventing the wheel. I'm not telling you some secret. This is something that we all know, that we have all been told since we were literally born, that to live a healthy lifestyle, we need to move our bodies and eat quote unquote healthy foods, which in my mind are fruits, vegetables, meats, more water, grains, stuff like that. Rice. I love bread. So for me, that stuff all works. And that's healthy food for me. And again, it's something that we all know. We all know to do that. But it's so easy for us, and I've fallen completely victim to this. I mean, just go listen to my very first episode, where there's so much knowledge out there, information, research, trends, fads, diets, exercise plans, people that follow this insane diet with a very strict regimen and they are cut up and look insane and we suddenly want to look like them. There's so much comparison, competition, knowledge out there that it gets so confusing and we think, oh, well, I need to be consuming X amount of protein and X amount of carbs and X amount of fat and follow this keto diet while running in the morning because that's best for me, but taking a walk at night while strength training 3 times a week, but not 4 because 4 times a week, well, blah, blah, blah. There's so much knowledge out there. And that's when it gets really confusing and really daunting and when it starts to become unattainable. But deep down, you already know what to do. You do. You know what to eat. You know that you need to work out and move your body. These are things that you already know. So just stick to what you know. Just because it's easy doesn't mean it's wrong. And when I say easy, I'm not saying, oh, it's only easy to eat, you know, healthy foods and work out. I'm not saying that's easy because that's actually quite hard. What I'm saying is that us as humans, we are typically programmed to think that easy means lazy, but that's not necessarily what it means. Easy can mean efficient. Easy can mean simple. And I think with something like this, you got to keep it simple. What's that saying? Keep it simple, stupid. Isn't that a saying? I'm not calling you stupid, but it just popped into my head and I had to say it. Keep it simple, stupid. Keep it simple, stupid. Kiss. Yeah. So anyway, just keep it simple. You already know what to do and you don't have to go all in on a foreign diet or have this extreme regimented workout routine. You don't have to completely cut out bread and pasta if you know that you have a pasta dinner every Sunday night with your Italian family. You already know what to do. So just don't overcomplicate it. Stop making things harder than they need to be. Number 2, start carving out time for yourself in the morning or night. I'm a morning person, so I prefer to cut out time for myself in the morning. I definitely have my nights too to decompress, but they're not as like productive as I am in the morning. At night, I'm literally so tired. I just want to go to bed. So I'll typically just chill, and I love that. But when I wake up early, I feel like I win the morning. And when I win the morning, I win my day, and I'm just so much more level-headed. I'm at peace. I'm calm. And I'm just my best self when I give myself a couple hours in the morning. And I'll be honest, it's not always fun. It's not always easy. And I don't always look forward to waking up earlier. But I know if I don't, and I don't have an hour or time to do my rituals, or like my routine in the morning, that I'm just going to wake up feeling a little behind, a little anxious, and like I didn't win the morning. And that carries over into the entire day. So here's what I recommend to do in the morning, take it or leave it. This is what I recommend. First thing, wake up. Of course, set one alarm and just get up at that one alarm. You don't need a million alarms. Just one alarm and get up. Wash your face and apply vitamin C serum and moisturizer. Putting on skincare in the morning is game changer. It just makes you feel already like you have your shit together. Brush your teeth, of course. Meditate, journal, or read. Meditation is great, especially if you're just still a little sleepy. You don't have to think. You don't have to write. You don't have to really read. You don't have to do anything. You can just sit and breathe and enjoy the bliss of your morning. Number four is say three things you're grateful for. Either you write it down or you say it out loud. You can do this while you meditate. You can write this down in a journal, or you could do this when you're done reading. But just say three things that you're grateful for and three people you're sending love to. Number five, play a podcast or music that makes you happy. My go-to morning music is, it's actually a playlist that I made, so I will put it on my story on my Instagram, but The Lumineers is a big one for me. Anything by The Lumineers I will put on in the morning, and it is bliss. For podcasts, I definitely want a motivational podcast. So this is the time where I won't put on like H3 podcast, for example. That's something that I like to listen to like for mindless car rides or something like that. But in the morning, I like to listen to The Skinny Confidential, Mind Body Green, Gals on the Go, just podcasts that to me are very motivational, inspirational, and kind of just like light a little fire under my ass. It also just depends on the topic that they're talking about. So like if the Skinny Confidential is posting an episode that is something that doesn't feel like productive or happy or inspiring to me in that moment of the morning, but I do want to listen to it, I'll just add it to a playlist to listen to later. So I just make sure that my podcast is my right vibe, but my music by The Lumineers is always the right vibe. And sometimes I'm just not ready for conversations yet. So that's where music comes in. Number six is to move a little, whether this is a stretch, and this could be a 2-minute stretch that you do, or this could be where you do like a full-blown workout. So go for a run, take a spin class, go to the gym. It depends on your morning, how much time you have, and how much time you're allotting for yourself and your little routine, but just a little movement. It doesn't have to be crazy, or it can be, but just something. Give me something. Take your dog for a walk. Something. Number seven is get yourself ready for the day. Now, this doesn't have to mean hair, makeup, full outfit. For me, it's normally take a quick shower after I move, whether it's a run or a yoga or a spin class. Take a quick shower, and I like to put on comfy clothes. It's just what I am, who I am as a person. I feel really great in comfy clothes, so I'll typically put on like a sweatshirt and like sweat shorts, and I feel great. And I'll put more moisturizer on and I'm good to go. This is also though where you could put on makeup, do your hair, get, you know, real people clothes out, do the whole nine. I love that. Just get yourself ready for the day. Number eight is make coffee, tea, breakfast, lemon water, just something here where it's almost like that ritual. It's like a signal to your brain where it's like, all right, I have won my morning. I already got up, washed my face, meditated, spoken what I'm grateful for into existence, listened to music that makes me happy. I moved, I showered, and now I won my morning, and I'm going to have this cup of coffee or tea or breakfast to signify like, good job. Not necessarily that it's an award, but it's just part of your routine. And it's just so symbolic and it's so wonderful and beautiful. And then the last thing that I like to do, number nine, once I have a coffee, tea, whatever it might be, I'll bring it with me to a table and I will plan my day. Now, this can be so small or so significant. It can go either way. Even if you have absolutely nothing to do and it is your rest day where like you have no work, nowhere to go, nowhere to be, no one to see, which is awesome. Literally write that down. Write down do nothing and check it off at the end of the day. This is also where you can plan. If you do have a busy day, you can write it here and just map out your day. And just like that, you have won your day because you won your morning. Morning routine is so crucial and takes time to build, but that's what I recommend.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, my third tip is to invest in yourself. I talked about this a couple episodes back, but I want to bring it into this one because I think it is so important. This could mean buying new workout clothes. It could mean buying a $7 app subscription to a year of workouts. This could be buying a new water bottle, grocery shopping for the week, just actually investing in something that will make you excited about your journey and your daily practice to stay in this best version and healthiest version of yourself. It could be a $1 green juice that you see at the grocery store. If you find a $1 green juice, let me know where. But it could be like something so small that is a catalyst into your next healthy habit decision. So small little investments into yourself go a really long way. Number four is to actually give yourself a chance. I see this all the time where we as a society, myself, love instant gratification, right? Because of our phones and technology, we instantly get whatever we want. And, you know, health and fitness is the old-fashioned way. Things take time. Good things take time. So, you know, after 3 days of this new version of you, this new lifestyle, this new mindset, it's always great. And then day three hits and real life kind of just starts to creep in a little bit. And this novelty of this new lifestyle or motivation goes away entirely. And we're left with real life. And in real life, it's easy to give up. It's easy to be comfortable. And it's easy to never let anything change. but that doesn't mean it's worth it. Having a life that you're proud of takes work, hard work, and it takes time. You will be surprised that it doesn't take as much time as you think. And once you start seeing results, whether mentally, physically, whatever it might be, it becomes really addicting to continue and to just stay on course. But it just takes time to get to those results. So my advice is to give it 60 days and to actually commit to these 60 days. Again, going back to number one, don't make this harder than it needs to be. If you know that you cannot wake up at 5 a.m., do not make yourself wake up at 5 a.m. But if you're waking up at 8 a.m. now and you want to try waking up at 6:30, go for it. Give it 60 days. If you want to start having oatmeal every day for breakfast instead of a Wawa Sizzly, go for it. Have oatmeal for 60 days for breakfast. Give yourself a fair shot. Give yourself a fair chance in this. It's also easier to break down these 60 days into something that doesn't feel as daunting. So break that down into 2 months, which then goes into 1 month, which becomes week by week, which we can break down into day by day. Give yourself a chance and you will be amazed at what habits you develop and want to actually keep for a lifetime. But don't give up on yourself. Follow through with it and give yourself a fair shot. And my last tip is to lose the fuck it mentality. It's the all or nothing mentality. Lose that, because life is not all or nothing. Your health is not all or nothing. You don't want to be on a diet your whole life or an extreme workout regimen your whole life. When you start to develop this fuck it mentality, we think that anything quote unquote off limits that we consume screws up our whole entire day. That could not be more wrong. For example, this morning, like I said, I had a spin class this morning. It was awesome. I came home and had pancakes and orange juice, and it was awesome. I loved my pancakes. I loved the orange juice, and I loved my spin class. And you can have all three. You can enjoy your treats while still living a healthy lifestyle. And you know, yes, I did a spin class and ate pancakes, and that doesn't mean I'm just going to say, fuck it, and now my day is trash or that my workout doesn't count. It just means that I simply had pancakes and did a spin class this morning, and that's all it means. It doesn't have to be all or nothing, and in fact, it shouldn't be all or nothing. So yeah, if you are having a quote-unquote great day and you go to dinner and your friends want to get this elaborate cocktail, allow yourself to have it. If you want to have Parmesan mashed potatoes, you eat them. And just understand that you can still have a side salad. And understand that tomorrow you can still wake up and feel great about the day you had. It's not all or nothing. And it's time to lose the fuck it mentality. It's just toxic. And we're not bringing that into a healthy mindset. Okay. Guys, those are my 5 tips to start and maintain a healthy mindset and lifestyle. I could have written a million more of these. So maybe I'll do a part 2 to this and do 5 more tips to start and maintain a healthy mindset and lifestyle. Guys, I would love it if you posted on your stories and tagged me in it what your 5 tips are for starting and maintaining a healthy mindset and lifestyle. I would love to see them, and I would love to repost it for the Manifest community to also see as well. My Instagram is at @ToriSterling_. I'm posting a new YouTube video on Wednesday. It's my moving out vlog. I'm so excited for it. I'm also very excited for next week's episode. I have a special guest on the podcast and I'm so excited. Be on the lookout for some moving vlogs coming up very soon. Anything that I talked about in the episode that I can link will be on my Amazon shop page. And guys, I hope you have a wonderful Monday. Enjoy your week, and I will talk to you guys very soon. Bye, guys.